Well, I gleaned something out of the BBB trust brief. You know, I send you those those that come around to us. And this one had to do with, this was in Entrepreneur magazine.
Okay.
And we grabbed this out of there. And I want to share it with our listeners. How to take your business to the next level in 2013. Now, Scott, they have about 10 examples here. I'm only going to share a few with you.
Mm-hmm.
You can, you know, listeners can call me. I'll be glad to send this whole article to them. So here we go. A December 2012 TD Ameritrade survey found that half of Americans want to improve their health. And 32% hope to strengthen their finances in 2013. And companies also will be taking steps to achieve greater prosperity next year. To make your own resolutions about growing your business, consider these steps as a part of a successful 2013 action plan. First of all, move forward even in uncertain times. Over the next 12 months, companies will need to deal with health care reform issues that will change regulations and still volatile economic times, but they can't let those uncertainties paralyze their company. So, that's according to Mark Stevens, who's a founder of a marketing advisory firm in New York. He advises companies to be aggressive and investigate potential new markets, invest in marketing, and test new ways of promoting themselves to bring in new customers and revenue. Also, hire rainmakers. One of your best investments is an employee who can bring in new business, keep customers happy, and sell based on factors other than price. Another good one that I found was pay attention to experience. Consider what it's like for customers to do business with your company. How is their experience with the receptionist or the sales team? Is the store or office environment pleasant? Do orders arrive on time? Is the customer service team responsive? Knowing these things yourself as a business owner can help you make adjustments that may be needed. Also, try doing what you tend to avoid. For years, Mr. Stevens thought radio advertising, you'll love this one, would be a poor medium for promoting his marketing firm. Finally, in 2008, an employee persuaded him to spend $10,000 on radio ads. The return on the investment has proven so strong that this year the company spent roughly $1.25 million on radio.
Yeah, good.
So try things that get you out of your box. You know, there are changing times, and the BBB wants all businesses to be successful. For more on this, and there's plenty more here, Scott, call the BBB at 260-2222. I'll be glad to fax this over or email it to you.
All right, there you go. It's Bill McGuire here on Alternate Mondays from the Better Business Bureau.